This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right, Mad Wednesdays. Robbie and special co-host Poppy Tinner joining me in the studio. Now, Poppy, I was talking the other week on the show. I wasn't in last week. But the previous week I was talking about being a part of a group chat that I didn't want to be a part of. Have you ever had this problem?
Yes, yours.
You're not in any group chats with me, are you?
Oh, thanks. So I'm left out of the group as per usual. Then that's fantastic.
Well, here's the thing. You don't want to be in it. Trust me, I don't want to be in it. So I'm in this group chat that was organised for a purpose and a purpose that had nothing to do with me in the first place. I've never commented in it, but I've just always been in it. Now, Everybody thinks I'm crazy because I don't want to leave the group chat because I don't want it to send a message saying, Robbie has left the group chat.
Awkward.
Yeah, and then a few people have done that and everyone, I just don't want it to be a thing. I'm like, it should just be able to sit there.
But do you know you can actually, like, make them invisible?
Thank you. Now, this was going to be my update. Just in case you've all been losing sleep out there, I looked a little bit further into it. Now, there is a second, so you can, of course, turn the notifications off.
Yeah.
And I had done that, but it just kept popping up there to the top of my feed. And so that's what I've now done. There is this second option. There's this second list that you can move it to.
Yep.
And it's away and it doesn't.
That's fantastic.
You're on my list. You've done this before, have you?
Yeah, yes, you're on my list.
Like just me, my entire.
Just you.
Anything to come from me.
It's just Robbie, you're in that one, Dolls. But hey, you're on a list. And you're on a list, and that's what you've got to be mindful of.
Yeah, it's good to feel special, I guess.
Exactly.
I reckon I'm on a few lists, to be fair. So hot tip, there is actually this second option here. Because of course that should exist.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, if you've got a group chat that you no longer want to be a part of, you can, there is ways around it. Check deep in your settings. It took me a little while to figure it out, but gosh, am I thankful for that the good people out there have put that option
right
there for me.
It's so good though, because sometimes you just get bombarded. Like I was in about 6 group chats for various things around Joy and outside of Joy and my personal life as well. And it just gets way too much. So it's like, no, I'll silence you, and I'll silence you. Thank you very much.
I, as a rule, always just have them on no notifications because I can see it there. I'll get to it. I don't need a message every time. A group chat's too many messages going on. So that's fine. But there are ones that I'm happy to sort of keep up with and that I correspond with. But this is a great option for those that I don't want to do that with. Am I crazy for not wanting to send out the Robbie has left the group chat?
No, it's confronting. It's like, it's almost like when you sort of go through that stage where you, it's like ghosting out of like out of an event. You want to ghost quietly and you can't do it in a group chat.
Yeah, exactly that. It's exactly that. And it's not even about, I'm not even worried that they'll then go, oh, Robbie, this and that and that. I just don't want it.
So what's the scenario, baby? Is it a, like a group of friends? Is it a business? Is it like how is this, what is this group chat?
Well, I'm remiss to give too many details in case people are listening.
G'day.
I'll say it was set up. To go somewhere. It was set up to go to an event that I couldn't go to anyway months and months and months and months ago, and it just never died. And it keeps on going. And it's very meme heavy. It's very GIF heavy. Because this is the thing with group chats. They always descend into like a GIF war.
But it becomes like a war of like who's the funniest.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when we're about. It's like we compete all the time, Dom. It's too hard.
It's not real. I wouldn't call it a competition because I always win.
I'll get stumped.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and special co-host Miss Poppy this afternoon. I keep calling you Miss Poppy. Is it Miss Poppy or just Poppy?
It's anything you want to call me.
Just not really. Late for dinner.
Yes, exactly right. No, I get Pops, I get Miss Poppy, I get Pop at Tinner. It's whatever you want to call me, as long as it's around that.
If you're offering a gig, then you'll respond to anything.
Right. If it's money involved, I'll take it.
You can call me whatever you like. Now, Poppy, how important to you is routine? You know, like I'm talking daily routine. Like, you know, you get up, you do things in a certain order.
Look, I'm not OCD that I have to actually have things at a said time, but around sort of changing how I do things, I'm like thrown like a tennis ball across a tennis court. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. And I think especially when you talk about sort of morning routine, I think I've got my morning routine down from moment I get out of bed to moment I'm out of the house till about 15 minutes. So I can shower, do my hair, brush my teeth.
So can I, Doc. I've got lots of hair to do. It's hard.
You've not got a lot of hair on at the moment, have you, Poppy? Yeah, and it's really interesting because if anything gets in the way of that routine, it just throws everything out the window for me. If I don't do one thing in the right order, then all of a sudden I'm at work and I've forgotten to put deodorant on and brush my teeth.
Yeah. Oh, is that what the smell is today then? Is that what the smell is?
We were talking about the Melbourne Drag Awards being on Monday night, which we both went to. I parked my car there and had the day off yesterday. Completely forgot that I'd parked my car there. Not only I parked my car there, but I parked my car with my work uniform, my work pants in the car, my work shoes in the car. And then I completely forgot about that yesterday. As I'm getting ready this morning, go, crap, I haven't got half the things I need. I'd put my toothbrush in the car. I'd put my deodorant in the car. Everything was in the car. And the car was in Fitzroy. I was in Collingwood. It was a mess. And I was already running late for work. So, so I had to then try to remember everything I needed, wear a different change of clothes, Uber to my car, got to my car, got to work, started to get changed, then realised, no, actually my shoes were at home. Like the whole thing was just a disaster.
But it's also like we ended up going to the city on after Monday night and driving through the city, it was so hard. Like I was so in my routine of going, yes, got to go in Queen Street, then Flinders Street and everything else. And then I'm like, all of a sudden there's roadworks beside me and I'm just like, it doesn't even affect me. But because the road's not open, I was thrown off completely and I took the wrong quarter and you yelled at me. It was great.
Sorry, I was probably a bit excitable by that stage of the night. I do apologise. No, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? How quickly things can just throw you.
Yeah.
And quickly things can just throw you. Does anyone else have this, I wonder? Has anyone else ever sort of experienced, you know, just this one little change to their day and it throws everything out?
But you know what? I'm actually worse when I'm on holidays. Because I plan everything out to the minute.
Oh, gosh,
no. Of where I'm going to be and things like because done it for 8 years. I was a travel agent for 8 years. Mm. I planned holidays every single day. So I knew exactly what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it and the best time to do it.
And if one link is out of the chain, the whole chain falls apart.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the holiday's ruined.
Does this happen to you? We would love to know. SMS us 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Make us feel better about it because it really does throw us.
Yeah, show us how you really just for supper with it, great.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and special guest co-host Missy Laminx, live in the studio.
You are doing very well today, Robbie, without Dean. You're getting on with it and you're doing a fantastic job over there behind the buttons, making the magic happen.
I know. Look at me go, Daddy. I'm working the system without you, Daddy
how
Dean.
Fantastic was that group?
Aren't they great?
Those singers were so good.
Yeah.
The Butterfly Club coming up. I think I'm going to get down there. What do you reckon? We have a girls' night out.
It'd be a camp down. Show. Gays of Our Lives, all gay anthems. 9th to the 15th of September at the Butterfly Club. It's worth a second plug because I tell you, they are phenomenal.
And watching Steph do the mouth trumpet, honestly, I've been called mouth trumpet heaps in my life. It was just magical to watch them all. So beautiful.
Yeah, no, they do a great job. Now, Missy, I'm very happy to have you here. I'm very excited because I love trashy television. I love reality TV. And Dean loves it, but he just doesn't love it as much as I know that you also do.
I am in your warehouse. I am in that front seat with you. I am riding shotgun in this reality television chat. But I actually wanted to talk about light entertainment versus reality. So this comes off the back of Saturday Night Rove, which we all know Roving Matters from 10 years ago, had such success with Rove Live. Had a 10-year hiatus, tried to make it overseas, didn't work out for him. He's come back to produce another show called Saturday Night Rove, which is part of the 10th pilot week. And it just didn't manage to get numbers. They got about 250,000 the first time and then it aired again Saturday just gone and they dropped to about 113. So I was thinking, what's wrong with lighthearted television in Australia that's just not working? You got Sunday Night Takeaway, which got shelved after 5 episodes. There's so much Australian content, especially comedic stuff that's being produced. We've had heaps of comedy shows that have just been canned, which is such a shame. So I'm just wondering why that type of entertainment just doesn't work on our tellies anymore. It's all clickbait, The Bachelorette and The Bachelor and fueled drama that's so nonsense. What's with that?
Yeah, it's a real shame. And there is a definite shift because you look at when we were younger and you look at things like...
Still am young, thanks.
Actually, as I'm saying this, you might even be too young for this, but even the Hey Hey Saturday days when that was in its heyday, not the reboot, when it was in its heyday.
Yep, yep, yep.
Were you old enough to remember that?
No.
It's not often I get to feel old, so thank you for that. But you think back to those days and it ruled television, the light entertainment.
It was
sort of
huge.
Section.
And do you know what I put it down to is that back in the day, there was only a couple of options on telly, whereas now we are spoilt for choice with entertainment. If we aren't enjoying something for 4 minutes, we switch channels.
Yeah.
We'll pop a movie on, we'll go on Foxtel, we'll go on to Stan, we'll go on to Netflix, we'll go on to the apps, we'll go out. Like, there's so many things to do nowadays, which I just don't think we can compete with that. Australia doesn't have enough money to put behind a budget to do this big flashy show. It just doesn't work out, which is really sad because I think it's great to see Australians doing really, really well in terms of producing our own content. For like Working Dog, for example, that did Have You Been Paying Attention? Brilliant success with the shows that they've done over the years. But this one just can't. I just don't know why. What's wrong with it? They can't get it off the ground at the moment.
I think Saturday nights wasn't a choice. I think that was. Yeah. I think a Sunday night might have a feel for something like that, but Saturday night is hard. I thought that was strange that they ever went there at all.
At a 7:30 time slot as well.
Yeah.
And catering to what appeared to be a bit of a younger audience.
Yeah.
My age on Saturday aren't sitting at home on the couch watching Rove. It's not really a thing.
Yeah, and it's a real shame. I watched both episodes. Did you?
I did endure them both. If that camera was any closer to Jessica Mulboy, I was really worried she was going to end up with a black eye. Oh,
the floating camera was killing me. Why was the camera in motion?
They got rid of that Ep2, thank the Lord. But honestly, it looked like the set was just in IKEA, like in the lamp section.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's a real shame because I actually think Rove is one of the best talents that we have here in Australia.
We're going to differ on opinions with that.
Oh, really? Do you know what Rove needs to do? He filled in for Grant Denyer on Celebrity Name Game. Rove's a game show host. Rove needs to be in the game show format.
Yeah, right. Because doesn't he produce The Project? That's one of his shows
He's got a few in his production wheelhouse.
So maybe he might have been better behind the camera is what I'm... Imagine someone like Tommy Little, for example, up there hosting a show like that.
Yeah.
Someone a bit more...
I think it's time to pass the baton.
Yeah, I think it might... Also for Daniel while we're on topic of him. No, we love that little pocket rocket, don't we?
You can't say... You know I've been on Family Feud and I have a very close, loving relationship with Grant Denyer.
Did you give him a nosh? He'd love a cheeky nosh, I reckon.
But he did say that I could be his hall pass, so that was good. Live on air, I've got it in colour.
You mean up his hall?
The conversation didn't get that far.
I might have a hot dog for dinner now I think about
it. it is a real shame because it is a dying breed and it was a really classic, fun, I remember very family-orientated, like a nice, fun way to sit with your family at the end of the week and watch something like that, and it just doesn't really exist anymore, does it?
I like silly, funny, different things, but you know, we're in the age of reality television now and it's grasping everyone. It's that social media clickbait, I think, that's probably behind stuff like that, is that that's what people are obsessive with and that's what we're all talking about. It's what goes off on socials, so of course it's what people are tuning in because you don't want to miss out on water cooler stuff.
Blame the millennials, I'd say. It's always the millennials' fault. Plenty more coming up after this. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Missy. It's Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Missy Lemingstein is away at the snow having a camp all time for Gay Ski Week.
I know, I love it how he's up. Which mountains are you at, Gay Ski Week? Where's that at?
False? Don't ask me questions about the answer.
It's not false. Sound confident, you know it. And this weekend, the size queens are off to Mount Baw. We're doing the Pride ride.
I saw that. So that's not the same thing.
No, different mountains. Mount Baw is hours closer.
So has Mount Baw gone, screw you, Falls, we can do our own gay night as well?
I'm not sure. So last year we did it and it was at the start of the snow season, and this year they wanted to move it toward the end of the snow season.
Right.
So it's been about 18 months probably since we were there last year. But we did it last year, very camp. We had the guys from Gogglebox up. It was just really fabulous evening. And this year they moved a little bit later in the year and we're going back up. And my God, we got on the snow moped in like full drag. We are riding through Mount Baw Baw and I'm like, let's get on one of the lift things. You know, the lift things that go right up?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they go, yeah, but when you get to the top, you've got to get off. And I'm like, no, but I'm not wearing skis.
I just rolled downhill.
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, no, I can't get out. I'll ruin my cock feathers.
Yeah, we can't have that now. We couldn't have that. Will this be the first time that the Size Queens are performing as the award-winning best production show, Size Queens?
We're performing on Friday at Fabuland.
Gosh.
So that'll be the award-winning Size Queen first appearance as the award-winning troupe that we are.
And then you're back on Sunday night because, of course, you're doing Sunday Super Sundays at Circa.
Yeah, the Size Queens are also the cast of the new Super Sundays. But the good thing is we've got four girls in the Size Queens, so I can rotate us around so we don't all get absolutely sick of each other where we're going to cry in each other's faces. So Friday night at Fabuland, with the lovely Lisa Mann, we've got Taylor Made and Sasha Starr and myself. And then Super Sundays at Circuit is Lexi Gaga, Sasha Starr and myself. And our brand new Cleopatra show, I'm doing some of the moves, which is fabulous. We had a great time. We launched that last week, so that's a bit of fun.
Now, I often hang out at Circuits on a Sunday afternoon. I hang out upstairs at Molly's, and I usually go downstairs to use the bathroom down there because I don't like queuing. And the last few weeks in a row, I've seen you all up on the stage practicing away.
I know. We work our little hearts out up there.
Getting the new show already. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
No, it is lush. I'm very excited about that, but it's fabulous.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about, Missy. I'm excited to have you here because you love reality TV as much as I do.
Yes.
You love a bit of trashy television, and my favourite segment of this show, aside from the Live Lounge, of course, is Robbie's reality TV show Roundup. And I just know that you're going to love it.
Could
so much more
again?
Than
we. Can we say that again?
No, you wait. You listen to this thing.
Robbie's reality TV Roundup. There we go.
I literally don't know how to.
Go for it.
Check this out. Robbie's reality Roundup. No, do it again.
Did you get your own intro wrong?
Do it again. Shh, nobody heard it. Robbie's reality TV Roundup. Yeah, apparently my favourite segment, but I have no idea how to say it whatsoever.
That's quite funny because I hadn't heard the sting, and then
I literally did the same thing
prior to you actually playing.
I know.
That's fair. Fire away with Robbie's Roundup reality television show, Ruse.
Now, Missy, it is also no secret that 90% of my reality show Roundup is Bachelor, and then 10% is Survivor, because those are the reality shows
I'm not in for Batchy because I haven't been watching that one, although I can comment the new Batchy is quite nice, isn't he? He's a little bit divine.
He's quite beautiful. He's very, he's got a bit of an awkward laugh and smile, which I really like.
Hey, what's wrong with an awkward laugh?
No, is it I really like? He's very endearing.
That wasn't me. That's we've queued that up on the panel over there.
I've done a little bit of research this week. I've been watching some YouTube clips, so you know that all the information I have is 100% accurate and true.
Must be. Fact check with Wikipedia?
It was on the internet, so it's got to be true. Found out some really interesting stuff. I actually heard, now this is a story that comes out of America, from the American season, but you know, we base a lot of it on that. So it did give us, this does give a bit of insight into how they run these shows. Mm. In the latest American season, the Bachelor ran off. He ran off set, and he had enough, got to the final three. The one that he wanted was sent home, and he jumped a fence and off he was gone.
But don't they choose who goes home?
Who?
The Bachelor. Well, how did he crack it? Didn't he send someone home?
No, they actually quit themselves. But it was pretty clear that it was sort of forced. The producers forced his hands a little bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What was interesting about it was, this is some insight, and this you'll find this as interesting as I did, that the they don't actually pick, I mean, I think we all sort of suspected, they don't actually pick who goes on the dates with them. What they do is they provide a list to the producers of the girls they like in the order that they like them throughout the season. And then the producers make sure that you get the time with the right people.
Yeah, right.
So, but the first week that this guy did it, the Colton from the American season, he put the girl he liked as number one, and then the following week they didn't send her on any dates. So he thought, stuff you, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to put the one I like a little bit further down the list.
I'm going to trick you into getting away at what I want.
Exactly.
Manipulation. Oh, I love that.
And then when it gets towards the end, his top three was the one that he'd been saying he liked the whole time, the one he really liked the whole time, and some other girl, and the one that he really liked, the producers didn't know. So they thought they'd make a little bit of drama. pulled in her family member. They were away. They were overseas. They were on their holiday part of the show. And then pulled in her dad to talk her out of being there. And she basically left the show and he went and jumped the fence and off he was gone. So they chased him down and it would have been a great ending. And spoilers if you're still watching this season. It did finish a little while ago. But it would have been a great ending because it was he ended up going back to that girl, telling her, don't go. The issue was that she didn't want to get married and they said, that's fine, we don't have to get married, but I want to choose you.
Do you get married at the end of that show?
Sometimes in the American one, yeah.
Oh,
you don't have to.
Imagine getting televised married.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God.
You don't have to, but
I should make a show about that.
He had already asked everybody's, you know, asked everybody's fathers if they'd give permission for him to get married. It was a whole thing. Right. So he said, we don't have to get married. I pick you. And then they never made it to the final episode because they just, off you go. See the two other girls.
And so he just left the show.
Yeah, that was it. Wow. That was the last episode. So I think that's a camp little, you know, twist to it. But, I mean, American season's hard to watch because they're just trying to come up with twists and turns all the way.
Well, I love Unreal. Have you seen Unreal?
Yes.
If you haven't seen Unreal, guys, it's on Stan and it's like a mock version of the producers behind the scenes forcing them to manipulate the people.
Yeah.
It is so camp. Like
yeah.
They make a girl take laxatives and then she accidentally poos herself.
Oh, God. You
can't. Actually, that's a lot like the Melbourne Drag Wars, now I'm thinking about it.
You can't watch Unreal and then ever see one of those shows and see it the same way. Like, it really gives you a glimpse into
work it out.
Into the behind the scenes. Now, interesting enough, too, you know, there's a piece of jewellery, a very expensive piece of jewellery they give at the end, a ring or a
cock ring.
not usually. I think maybe on the maybe what was that gay version that they did?
Finding Prince Charming.
Maybe it was on that.
It was so beautiful. It all turned out to be an orgy.
Nobody was surprised about that. They give this beautiful piece of jewelry. It's usually worth $50,000 to $100,000.
Wow.
You know, it's like a commitment ring or whatever it is. Well, unless the couple stays together for 2 years, the other person doesn't get to keep it.
No.
Isn't that crazy? So they sort of are trying to force you into staying together. Isn't that crazy? Of course, Colton was also talking about his series and saying that, you know, they're basically allowed to film anywhere, anytime, which we kind of knew. You know, you really sign your life over for the few months that you're there. And that they all sign consent forms before they go on a date to consent to kissing, whether they're going to kiss or not.
Really? Well, I suppose you've got to be... Like, we've got to be across that stuff nowadays, don't we? Because it would only go wrong if you know, they did go in for a kiss and the other person didn't want... Like, they could be in a bit of trouble.
You don't want that awkward moment, yeah.
It's a really good thing. Although it makes the whole process very... I suppose the whole process isn't very lovable, is it? It's a televised quest for love and I believe in nothing more because I ain't getting it any other way.
Now, if you love trashy TV, you're going to love this next piece of news. Rebel Wilson has been cast. Have you heard about this?
Rebel Wilson,
in a very surprising career turn for Rebel Wilson. Channel 7 has a show coming up called Pooch Perfect. That's Pooch Perfect.
I give it two eps.
The new host is Rebel Wilson.
Oh, no.
It's following 10 dog groomers, professional dog groomers, at the top of their careers through various challenges.
At the top of their careers.
Competing for prize money of $100,000. Could you believe it?
I hope Rebel gets in the back of one of those, you know, the big blue dogs that drive around town with the huge... That's actually her trailer. They're going to do her hair before she's going to come out with a big perm.
It seems like a step down from making movies in Hollywood, though, doesn't it?
Does it, though? I think she got fired and not paid for a couple of those.
Yeah. I think she's been struggling a little bit. Plenty more coming up after this. Stay with us. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Missy Lemming. Hey, that's right. It is Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Missy Lemming. Thanks to Karen.
Thanks, guys. So lovely. I haven't heard from you since I left you at the cast.
Oh, well, she's been stuck in our system the whole time. Thank you, Missy. That's it. That's all we've got time for. Doesn't it time fly?
Time does fly, doesn't it? I've had a great time. Thank you to Miss Poppy for earlier. She was in for the first... Well, actually, she did way more than me. So good on her. Good on Miss Poppy. Done a fantastic job over there on the buttons.
Thank you very much. Now, the girls from Chicks Talking Footy are coming up next. You said that's going to be hard because it's a bye week, apparently.
Yes, I did say that. It was a bye week of football last week. So I said, I don't know what the ladies are going to talk about.
I'm going to tune in the car, I reckon.
I'm going to find out all the wizarding stuff that they've got to say about our good game. Robbie didn't know what a bye week was. So I had to explain that in the break. But there we go.
Thank you for letting me smell. Sounds smart. Thank you. Thanks, Missy. And thanks, everybody. See you next week for another episode of Mad Wednesdays. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.
Boy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.